Let me speak to Colin Bale. Colin, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
How are you, Collie?
Top of the world, Frank.
I would imagine so. What does it feel like to wake up of a morning now, knowing you're a millionaire?
Well, I suppose it probably hasn't really sunk in yet, Frank, to be honest. We're the type of people, we take every day as it comes, you know.
It is the way to live. It is the way to live. Colin, you went into the Butter Crane, you bought a ticket. Tell me how it worked, how you won this million.
Well, in fact, I had a £5 Thunderball winning ticket, and I went in, and I did two lines of the Euro Millions, and on Wednesday evening, about 6:30, was sitting watching the news and decided to check my ticket and looked, and the numbers were no good. And then I looked at the Millionaire Maker Code and it looked kind of familiar. So looked at it and it was the same. So said to Ethna, I said, I think we've won £1 million. And she says, I dead on. And we looked at it, and I have the lottery code on my app. So I scanned it, and up it came. It started singing at me, and then, congratulations, £1 million.
That must be almost, like, mildly heart-stopping.
Actually, you know, you would imagine that you'd be jumping around the room going crazy or whatever. We just sort of stunned silence, really, you know, and what do we do now? And we decided then we would go over to my daughter's house in Saville, and away we went, and she then, of course, took over and made me ring Camelot, and then, of course, the Camelot took over.
It's incredible, Colin. I'm sure you've heard this from other people as well, the reaction around the country when we heard you were the winner. Because even in our newsroom, there was a punching the air thing. You know, Collie Bell's won £1 million, because you've been on our programmes on television and radio so many times talking about the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust, which you set up in honour of your son who died in tragic circumstances in America. And there was an incredible outpouring of support from the Newry people to raise money to bring Kevin's body home. And in the end, it wasn't actually needed because his employer, it covered the cost of him coming home. But you saw the need to invest that money to help other people. And I think the last time I checked, you'd flown home more than 150 bodies who
we're
had died in tragic circumstances.
Yeah, we're up to 330.
How many is it at the minute?
330.
Isn't that incredible? Isn't that absolutely incredible? And these are people who've died in a variety of circumstances.
All tragic circumstances, and from all parts of the world, Frank.
And it's just a reminder, isn't it, by the number that you're now giving me compared to the last time I read about you, that this is ongoing. Some people who've been murdered, some people who've died suddenly, and sadly, numerous people who've died by suicide.
Absolutely, it's amazing. In this last fortnight, now we've taken 10 people home. You know, so you get generally it would be 2, 3, 4 every week, but you get bad weeks. 1 week we had 8, you know. So it's just, I mean, the Irish are all over the world, and bad things happen, you know.
And when people hear the really bad news that you heard indeed about Kevin, and they start to try to cope with it, then does someone in the family turn to you? Does a family relative turn to you? How do they go about taking that step of getting in touch with you?
Well, they generally, maybe a friend or a relation will email us, or else our number is now in every embassy and consulate in the world, you know, for people from Ireland. And if people, say, for example, contact the Department of Foreign Affairs in Dublin, they'll be given our number. So generally, we'll get a phone call.
So you get the phone call, and then you put the wheels in motion for the smooth process to kick in, whereby the family don't have the additional trauma of going through all the legal requirements.
No, we'll take it out of the family's hand, our hands. We'll just say, look, leave it with us. We'll take it from here, and we'll make the arrangements, and we'll pay for it as well.
And do the coffins arrive at Dublin? Do they arrive in Belfast?
No, it depends. If somebody from Northern Ireland will come to Belfast, mostly Dublin, because there are more international flights into Dublin.
And do you play any part in Dublin, or is that solely a family thing that arrives?
No, once they arrive in Dublin, that's our job finished.
Colin, you're bound to have some understanding, and I'm sure you get feedback from the families who've lost their dear relative. You must have some understanding of how appreciative people are of the kindness of yourself and Ethna to continue with this fund.
Well, people are very good. We've made so many great friends through tragic circumstances, and this is Kevin's legacy, so we're happy to do it.
Now, you know, you're a man and you're in your 60s. Eventually you have to retire. You can't do it forever. You've won a significant amount of money. Is retirement crossing your mind?
Oh, not at all. What do you call it? This weekend I'm in Roscommon to collect a cheque. I'm in Castlebar to collect a cheque. Sunday I go to Cork to get a cheque presentation. I mean, there are fundraisers going on throughout Ireland, and it keeps me busy, and we're seeing parts of Ireland we've never seen before.
Yeah, I noticed you told Judith on the TV last night that the first thing you thought about buying with this money were premium seats in Croke Park.
Oh, well, that's a definite. I'll be there on Monday, I think, looking for tickets.
Because, you know, people may or may not be aware of this. You were a heck of a Gaelic footballer in your day back in the 80s.
Thanks very much.
One of the best players ever to come out of out of Newry. Do you think Down can deliver an Ulster title in a few weeks' time?
Well, I wouldn't bet against him, and I hope I'm sitting in the premium level in the third weekend in September watching them.
Gosh, yeah, those are high hopes, Collie, if you don't mind me saying.
Indeed. Well, if you can win a million, strange things can happen, you know.
This is true. This is very true. Now, the tickets for Croke Park. Yes, I think your wife wanted a bit of landscape gardening done. Well, there must be a few other bob to be spent.
Well, to be honest now, we have six children growing up, you know, at that age when money will be helpful to them. And we've brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews. I mean, there'll be a hole for it, all right, Frank. You know?
It's just a nice amount of money, actually, in this day and
age.
It's
just perfect. It's just amazing, because there's no headaches come with it, you know. It's just what we would say is perfect amount of money.
Yeah, it's a sensible amount. Collie, everyone was delighted that you were the winner, because you've been giving back to society for long and many's a day. And listen, congratulations, and thanks for coming on this morning.
Not at all, Frank. It's a pleasure.
There's Colin Bell from Newry, millionaire.